My choco ice is melting all over my flashing trainers.
My friend fancies your friend.
Want to relive these classic school disco moments? Come to Fruity School Disco on the 27th of February.
But remember to come in your school uniform and not to get too hyper on Panda Pops beforehand, with great drink offers.
Gross!
You'll be mad to miss it.
So be there or be square.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
This is the news.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Britain's Eddie Redmayne's portrayal of Stephen Hawking has won him the Best Actor prize at the Oscars. Birdman was last night's big winner, picking up 4 awards, including Best Picture and Best Director. 2 former foreign secretaries have both denied any wrongdoing after they were secretly filmed appearing to offer to use their influence in return for thousands of pounds. Sir Malcolm Rifkind and Jack Straw have now both referred themselves to the Parliamentary Commissioner for Standards. British police officers have arrived in Turkey to search for 3 girls who are believed to be heading to Syria to join Islamic State. The teenagers from East London took a flight to Istanbul last week. HSBC's chief executive has admitted the banking giant disappointed last year as it posted a 17% fall in annual pre-tax profits. The drop comes as it's emerged Stuart Gulliver kept millions of pounds in the bank's private Swiss arm. And in sport, after heavy defeats to Australia and New Zealand at the Cricket World Cup, England have won their first game. They beat Scotland by 119 runs.
Hello and welcome to Plain Sailing with Mark, Alex, Ben and me, Nat. I forgot my name. That's good.
How are you doing?
Good start. So, I have returned from last week's adventures.
Hooray. Were you in Edinburgh or London in the end?
I was actually in Edinburgh. I listened to your mystery about that and I would have texted in, but I thought I'd leave you to just...
Were you not even listening?
Yeah. What?
Were you not listening to the show?
I was listening to the show. I'm committed to the plain same thing. So, anyway, in the middle of what is, according to research, the most depressing month of the year, February, and this week being one of the most depressing weeks in the year.
And you get to hear our voices.
You get to hear our voices, but we're going to be talking about Haiti. Woo!
Haiti.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Go.
Why is it so depressing?
Because no one has any money, it's just after Valentine's Day, and yeah, it's the poorest month of the year as well.
Singletons walking around just...
Interestingly, March is happier because the payday is usually sooner to the end of the month than in other months because February is a shorter month. So yeah, that's fine with you guys.
There we are.
But we are covering Haiti, which is in the Caribbean and is the 3rd most populous nation in the Caribbean after Cuba and the Dominican Republic. So Alex, you got any more facts about?
I have an interesting fact. Everyone knows Christopher Columbus.
Yeah.
Yes.
He discovered the island which he named, was it Hispaniola?
It's Hispaniola, yeah.
Hispaniola. But he thought it was India. So his navigational skills, famous
quite
as they
poor.
Are, probably actually quite not very good.
So it worked in the end, though, didn't it?
Well, he didn't find India.
He meant to find India.
He went very wrong, actually.
But he did find America, so...
He went literally the wrong direction.
But isn't it quite common for explorers to end up where they don't mean to get to? You know
I suppose
I mean?
that's the essence of exploring.
Yeah.
Also, his flagship. Anyone know what his flagship was called?
Oh.
Santa Maria?
Yeah, you got it. It sank there, and they've got, like, a museum for it. Also, voodoo, as we all know, is that kind of like what we think of as stabbing dolls and then hurting someone.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like the main kind of spiritual religion in Haiti and other places. But it's not actually all about stabbing dolls, it's a spiritual thing.
Right.
Yeah. And the term zombie comes from voodoo, which is a spiritual force in the world. It's not like brain-eating.
That's good, dude.
Yeah, with that fun fact, we're going to lead into our first song, which is called Taboo's Back by the Taboo Combo, one of the most famous Haitian combo groups over time. First Haitian group to have a number one outside Haiti in France, if anyone's interested.
Mm.
And also has been going since 1968, which now, this song is from 2005, and they've got through 35 members over the past sort of 40, 50 years. So we're going to play that. So check it out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
inexiste Si qu'on pas tout côté Ou pas besoin de mon état tout
Satan nous paye
36 ans d'existence Yo barre les sa chance Ou pas besoin de mon état tout Les mots de flèche à virer, ou pas besoin de m'en détruire tout. Nous pensons à demain, longer la même à jeune musicien, ou pas besoin de m'en détruire tout. Welcome your band now. Clap your hands from your back. Welcome your band now. If you wanna dance now, here's your chance. Welcome your band now. What?
If you wanna dance now, here's your chance.
Right, so you're still with Plain Sailing on Leeds Student Radio with pals Nat and Mark, Ben and Alex.
Welcome back.
Yes, yes. And now we're going to do our fun game, Fact or Fiction, with where we bring in hopefully fun facts about Haiti. Not sure how fun they're going to be entirely, but you know, give it a shot anyway.
And I have to work out which whether it's fact or fiction.
It's game. In the name, really.
Yeah. Mm. So we start with Ben. Do you start with Mark?
Start with me. Right, here's my fact or fiction.
Uh-huh.
Since 1804, Haiti has had four national flags, one of which depicts a picture of one of the dictators eating a plum. Is that fact or fiction?
I think that the flag thing could be true. But the plum thing sounds...
Is there any sort of symbolism from plums that anyone knows about?
I'm not sure if plums are particularly Haitian.
Well, what are you saying then?
Fiction.
I'm going to go fiction as well.
Fiction?
Fiction, I'm going to
Well, you are all right, it's fiction. There were four national flags though. But there was
Do you know what they look like?
Well, I can say they're not one of the dictator in a plum.
They're not plum based.
No.
There's no plum involvement in these flags. Yes. Right, I've got a fun one. So, The word for barbecue is actually a word that emerged from Haiti, from the Taino people.
Ooh.
That's fact, I reckon.
I associate barbecue with Australia in the classic stereotypical way.
No,
but it's not. Doesn't sound like an Australian word.
The Caribbean would have barbecue, surely.
Of course.
I'd love a barbecue.
What's that? Reggae reggae sauce.
Oh. Yeah, Caribbean flavour.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm going to call facts on this.
Well, just to be different, I'm going to go fiction.
Right. Nah.
Okay, so actually, Ben, I'm really sorry, but being different didn't win you any points. It's actually a fact. Yeah, it comes was actually first put in the Oxford English Dictionary after the British went to Haiti.
Ooh.
That's quite a huge thing they gave to us. Although I assume we had fires to cook food before that.
Really, yeah, originally it was known as a fire on sticks. That was the actual original meaning of a barbecue.
Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
That's
fun. All right, Ben.
All right, I just need to ask you a question first.
Okay.
What is it called, the seismograph thing that measures earthquakes?
Seismometer. Something along those lines.
Well, you know what I mean, okay?
Yeah.
So, because there are so many earthquakes in Haiti, in all government buildings, there's an official role where one person sits all day watching the seismometer thing to check if there's an earthquake.
What if they fall asleep? Or if they're
they'd probably get fired.
Yeah. They're probably just building
it's like most jobs, really.
Well, yeah, surely that applies to any job, really.
But it's a lot of pressure on you to not
sleep. I don't know why that would help. Surely they would detect it anyway. I mean, there must be someone in an office sitting there, but I can't see why they'd actually have one guy employed to do that.
Yeah, if it was dangerous enough, surely the building would just start shuddering.
Yeah, but it's about predicting the earthquake, Alex.
Of course.
Well, I'm going to go fiction.
Yeah, fiction.
I can't remember what it was, so I'll go fiction.
fiction. Made
lovely.
I've
got 3 out of 3 there. Yay.
Well done you. Big and winner. If you played at home, well done as well.
Yeah, well done to you.
Well done to everyone that played at home. And, well, if you lost, then I guess you don't win anything, really. But,
sorry.
Okay, whatever. So the next 2 songs we're going to play are by the 2 most popular compa jazz leaders in Haiti, Nemours Jean-Baptiste and Weber Sikor. Now, they had a rivalry that lasted 40 years after Nemours claimed he invented the compa style, which is incredibly popular in Haiti, and then afterwards Weber claimed that he invented a new style called Cadence Rampa, which Nemours claimed was the same thing. So they had a massive fight, didn't really like each other. They eventually had a football match to settle it, and it was 1-1. That kind of
did
said
it all.
No, it was 1-1. I think they just gave up after that. They were like, well, clearly some kind of higher power has decided that.
Is this the kind of Haitian equivalent of the East Coast, West Coast in America?
I guess, yeah. Less killing, more jazz. But, you know, apart from that, yeah, basically the same thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play Controller by Weber Sikor now.
Splendid.
Oh, On allait, 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 on all
Hello again, and welcome back to Plain Sailing with Alex, Ben, Mark, and Nat. That's
hello.
Well, so which song do you think was better, guys? The first was Controller by Weber Seacole, or the second was Chase?
Is this to decide between them?
We're just going to do it, because they got to a 1-1 match, so we are the penalty shooter, I guess.
Yeah. It's quite a big...
I'm going to jump in and say definitely Chase is a lot better, I think.
Yeah, really? I think Chase is better. I enjoy that more.
We're enjoying them both in the studio, aren't we? It's tapping along. I thought the first one was quite nice. It had like a beachy, chill vibe.
Alien almost.
Yeah, Mark, come on, tell us the theory there.
Well, it sounds a bit sort of like, you know the song from Star Wars, whatever it's called?
The Mos Eisley Cantina song.
Yeah, it sounds similar to that, I thought.
That doesn't necessarily...
So I thought it could be... You could hear that on an alien planet, like in a club.
Maybe, in a jazzy alien club.
Aliens clubbing nowadays, are they, Mark?
I assume they would be.
I suppose they would, wouldn't they?
Which was your favourite then, Mark?
The first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a fan of that.
So we eventually got to
2-2 again. So maybe no one was meant to win. That's what we're getting from this.
Or maybe people could tweet us in.
Yeah, if anyone wants to tweet in which one they preferred, at LSR.
At this is LSR.
Yeah, sorry. And if you want to go on the Facebook, we have Plain Sailing on Leeds Student Radio, if anyone wants to like in. Right, we've had a couple of texts in. One interesting one we had from our friend John is that Columbus was actually one of the first examples of early venture capitalism, because he was paid by the monarchy to set up permanent settlements in the New World within the context of imperialism, and it can be considered an early example of that.
It's strange, like, I see Columbus as like a fun, loving guy who just goes around collecting like bamboo and gold and stuff, but really he's just a bit of a...
Is this the same guy that discovered the potato?
No, that's Walter Raleigh, it's a different guy.
No. Well, he was a good guy, obviously.
Yeah.
The potatoes are nice.
He also found tobacco.
I think I prefer him, actually.
He's someone's favourite explorer. Let's not do that.
A text of perhaps less interesting quality is our friend Haiti has texted in... Haiti's gonna Haiti. So we're gonna let that drop like the lead balloon it is. So thanks
for that
Henry.
One.
Yeah. I don't really understand it.
It's Haiti's gonna Haiti. Haiti's gonna Haiti.
Still doesn't work.
It's not bad it's for not our show, to be fair,
it's
is
not
it?
Brilliant, but we didn't say it, so it's fine. So now we're gonna choose the world record. The person who was forced to do our world record, as we do every week, to decide or attempt to beat a world record related to our host country.
Yeah, so we had chilies for India, we had elastic bands on head for South Korea, and now we've got drinking juice out of a straw.
Ooh.
I think that's right.
Yeah, the quickest drink of 1 liter of citrus juice in a minute, through a straw. So, tense music, everyone.
That sounds quite bad.
So, what is the record?
The world record is 24 seconds, set by an American man. Sorry, it was not a little fiesta there. But we're going back to the tense music to decide who's actually going to do it.
Four names that Nat's shuffling. We've got the Sainsbury's Basics orange juice.
They're in the hat.
Liter, with
the
a
hat.
Straw poking out.
And the name for this week is Alex.
Again.
I like
after chili
juice.
Week.
It's a fix.
It's probably
if
not
If only
as bad.
We combine the two, the chili and the juice. It,
you
like,
really want to combine the chili and the juice.
If you want to do that, you can.
To wet the old whistle what? After the chilies.
Oh.
I don't think that would make it better, to be honest.
It could be quite soothing.
It
or we could get the Ben's breast milk in that he was talking about.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we could do any of those things, but we won't. Please,
okay.
Let's not do
so
any of that.
We look forward to that at the end of the show.
Okay.
I guess.
And the next song we're going to play, I talk over the incredibly tense music, is Haiti by Arcade Fire, because Arcade Fire, one of the main members, is actually Haitian, and they use a lot of rah-rah drumming, and two rah-rah drummers actually perform with the band live now, and the song is actually called Haiti. So,
wicked.
Kind of all links in. Yeah, so I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. levons-nous tous pour Haïti. Mobilisons-nous tous pour Haïti. Tous ensemble pour Haïti.
De partout, tous debout, pour ne pas que Haïti s'écroule.
Pensez aux amputés, paralytiques et orphelins.
Ils n'ont plus d'abri pour dormir, ils luttent chaque jour pour survivre. Aide dans l'air.
Interviens, Seigneur, par au prince en a besoin.
Donne ta pierre dans le cas pour sauver l'humanité. Alors, viens mon frère, viens ma sœur, viens nous aider à sauver ces sinistrés.
De quelque chose. Déjà ton ciel, ça semble Haïti. Trop de frères de sang et trop de sœurs de sang dans la Yahoo. Trop de Pekmero et de Pekmeres dans la Yahoo. Adonai, déjà nos cœurs de pierre.
So hello, welcome back to Plain Sailing. That was the this is gonna take a while. It was the Committee of People in Literature, Arts and the Media with A Choir for Haiti.
So rolls off the tongue, that name.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. Well, I think it might do in French. It was in French before, but I can find it too hard to pronounce. Anyway, we're moving on to one of our favourite segments of the show, which is Battle Stations, with our ill but still here, which is impressive, yep. Mark.
Our resident tactician.
Yeah,
hello. Knows many battles.
Our resident battle man, I would have said, yeah. So, take it away, Mark. What battle are we doing this week?
We haven't got a battle specifically down. We've got what I'm going to do is Henry Caesar. Does that name ring any bells to anyone?
No, not to me. Not
what if I was to say Black Caesar?
Ooh.
What
pirate.
If I was to say Black Beard?
Ooh.
Right, so Henry Caesar, nicknamed Black Caesar, was an 18th century African pirate. He served as Captain Blackbeard's crewman, and this is his story. He was born to a slave family kept by a French plantation owner, and he worked in a lumberyard in his early years.
What's a lumberyard?
I don't really know.
Wood.
It's like wood, isn't it?
Yeah, you chop up wood.
It's like when Rocky
was...
Was
that a timber yard?
Yeah, it's like when Rocky was training in the snow.
Wood, he works with wood.
So he works with wood, he's got wood. And then he was mistreated by his supervisor.
Yeah.
What did he do? Well,
you go Django on them.
He killed his supervisor by torturing him with a saw.
Oh, jeez.
It's pretty brutal. After this, he joined the Haitian rebel forces. And when they were successful in gaining independence from France in 1804, he captured a Spanish ship a year later and began attacking small villages near Cuba.
Oh.
His career as a pirate was very successful. He disappeared in 1813, never to be seen again, though.
Ooh. Did he have any buried treasure?
Oh.
We're coming on to that.
Did he now? He was supposed to have buried between $2 and $6 million of buried treasure around the Caribbean.
Has it been found since?
Is this two or six?
None of it's been found.
Is this two or six in, like, modern-day money? Or in...
Modern-day, yeah.
Wow.
That is good.
Yeah.
So he got up to no good quite a lot, and he was just a... influential pirate, really.
Are people trying to find this treasure?
Can we find this treasure?
I was going to say, are we sort of the first ones to know about it?
I think we should probably try. I mean, there's quite a lot to find.
Plain sailing on tour to find.
Yeah, plain sailing on tour to find Black Caesar's treasure. A trip to Haiti, guys, be pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
I can't afford it.
So if anyone's going on holiday in the Caribbean, look out for that treasure.
Yeah, if we have any listeners from the Caribbean, tweet us in. Bit of a long shot, but go on.
And that is the story of... Henry Caesar, also known as Black Caesar.
Black Caesar.
It was Blackbeard, wasn't it?
Blackbeard's a different guy, yeah.
No.
It's a shame that he kind of, like, raped and pillaged his way across the Caribbean when he could have, like, gone out to Spain, in a way.
Well,
on his own.
I think pirates just really enjoyed raping and pillaging, really.
Which is quite sad, really, but, you know.
So we shouldn't look up to them.
No, but we should respect their lives. As
we should document
figures.
Their lives.
Yes, that's what
document,
to learn and
of,
correct ourselves.
Yeah, maybe instead of respect, we go with document.
Yeah.
So yeah, the next song that we're quickly going to introduce is "Everybody Hurts" by REM. Because a few years ago, there was an earthquake in Haiti in 2010. It was quite devastating, really, which actually caused a lot of disruption. But Haiti has rebuilt from it. Things are getting better.
From
the
ashes.
Fun vibe. Yeah, from the ashes. Phoenix Rising and stuff.
Yeah.
And to raise money for Haiti, they re-recorded Everybody Hurts with a lot of famous stars of 2010.
We're not playing that version,
are
we?
Because it isn't very good. Mm. But the REM version is very good. So we hope you enjoy that instead, because we definitely do. Okay.
Splendid.
Sorry.
Go. sometimes everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on, hold on. If you feel like letting go, if you think you've had too much of this life, well, hang on, 'cause everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends. Everybody hurts. Don't throw your hand.
Right, so you are back with Plain Sailing. Ooh, this is very, very placid music. Yeah, quite like this.
Flaccid.
Casual. Yeah, it's placid. It's good. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Also, interestingly about the song that we previously played, Everybody Hurts, the drummer wrote most of it. And one of the guys who from Led Zeppelin wrote a lot of the string segments for it.
So, I already knew that fact. You just told me.
Well, yes, but I was more informing the listeners.
Oh, right, yeah.
But you were quite clever because you pointed out you couldn't really hear the drum in it.
No.
I think that's not clever. I would have said
just death. Yeah. Well, anyway. A time when everyone hurt in the world for Haiti because it was a disaster, but they've come through. And now Ben's got a theory about Haiti that we can share with everyone.
For those who listened last week, it's not quite as deep. This is more sort of speculation mixed or tinged with a bit of fact as well. It's for all those entrepreneurs out there. I think I said that right.
Yep.
And it's to do with sort of the earthquake business that's going on in the world today.
The earthquake business.
yeah, earthquakes really is what I should have said. Mm.
Yeah, it's not a viable
it's
business.
It's not a business, no. But yeah, okay, anyway, so I was talking to my brother the other day and he was telling me about bogies and how bogies are formed when you breathe in the air and you breathe in a lot of dust. So people have more bogies have quite a lot of dust in their noses, apparently. Yeah,
right.
So obviously when you have an earthquake there's quite a lot of dust.
Loads. Mm.
So it'd be a good time to launch a new tissue product.
It's not a very good entrepreneurial idea.
Maybe it's just like a bright thing that could come out of a horrible thing like an earthquake. You know what else was really dusty? 9/11.
Tissues could have been used at 9/11.
Tears and bogies galore.
Well, I say any country has dust, so...
Yeah, most countries do actually have dust.
I think dust
apart from maybe like Finland or something.
I think it's just more dust.
I think Finland has dust.
Well, they must have some dust, but it'd be like icy dust. I don't know.
Yeah,
do you get Arctic icy dust?
Isn't that snow?
I'm the wrong person to
ask. Is that snow?
That might actually be snow, yeah.
Is snow icy dust? That's a question.
Who wants to tweet in about at This Is LSR, is snow icy dust?
I think the answer is probably no.
But, you know, if anyone does have any answers to the contrary or has any interesting thoughts about this, please tweet us in about whether snow is just icy dust.
Interesting. And that wasn't as deep as last week. It's an interesting theory. I reckon it's getting people talking across Leeds.
I reckon everyone's just thinking about is snow icy dust and whether we need a new kind of tissue product.
And whether to send out tissues and aid.
Instead of money. That'd be better, wouldn't it?
Surely food and water would be nice.
Food, water and tissues.
But what are they going to do with the dust?
The trinity of aid.
Mm. Yeah, there once was a charity that was trying to raise money at my school that was talking about giving books to Africa, but there wasn't really any mention of food or water. I thought it was a bit of an ironic one.
There used to be that thing where you gave out shoeboxes to African kids.
Yeah, I did that, actually. Yeah, and you get put tins in it and stuff as well.
That's a bit disappointing, isn't it?
No.
No, it's not. I've seen a video of, like, some school children opening it.
I just sort of put pencils in it. And
surely you'd put a
maybe,
in it.
Well, Ben, maybe I'm disappointed with your box, but I don't think I'm disappointed with everyone's box. Well, Ben, without disappointing story in, Ben disappointing African major. Children. We're going to go into our next song, which is by Alex Boy, a British artist of Nigerian descent, doing a sort of reggae-style thing in a Haitian style. So hopefully you'll like this as well. It's called They Don't Care About Us.
See you then.
Gone bad situation, aggravation, everybody, allegation, innocent on the news, everybody, dog food, bang bang, shot dead, everybody, gone mad. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Beat me, hate me, you can never break me, will me, thrill me, you can never kill me, sue me, everybody, do me, kick me. Don't you black or white me? All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Tell me what has become of my life. I have a wife and two children who love me. I am the victim of police brutality. No, I'm tired of being a victim of hate. Hey, you're ripping me off my pride, oh, for God's sake. I look to heaven to fulfill it. Speculation, everybody, allegation, innocent, in the news, everybody, dog food, blackmail, blackmail, throw your brother in jail. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Innocence in the
news. Everybody dog food. Blackmail, blackmail. Throw your brother in jail. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. But they, all I wanna say is that they don't really care about us.
Like that laid up.
That was a nice little tune to get us through.
Anyway, so actually we have been having quite a hot debate in the studio over whether snow is icy dust. We've had a tweet in on the very subject.
Yeah, our housemate Hazel has said, "Mark, you absolute numpty. It's not icy dust. It's icy rain."
So, and that would make sense.
Do you have a kind of
a rebuttal?
Yeah, a rebuttal to Hazel, or are you going to just settle?
I've got a fact for Hazel if she wants to hear it.
Go for it.
Go on,
Hazel, if you're listening, icy rain brings down planes.
That's
a genuine reason.
Oh, okay.
The Air France crash over Brazil was caused by icy rain.
Do you know some planes crash because birds fly into the actual things? Yeah.
There's one other day that pelican flew into it. Yeah.
Pelican?
Pelicans are such fun creatures.
That's a big bird.
Yeah. With a gold neck.
Anyway, we've specifically checked, just to get back to the small point, with our plane sailing fact team sitting behind us that dust is specifically particles of matter regarded as the result of disintegration. So, yes, Hazel is right, Mark is wrong.
To go deeper into it, though, did clouds disintegrate into rain? I don't want to talk about this anymore, but we'll think about that for next week.
We'll come back to you, maybe.
That's the sort of thing that keeps me up at night.
I don't really want to talk about it.
I am holding a Sainsbury's Basics orange juice carton with 1 litre of orange juice in it. Why, I ask you?
Because we are about to do world record!
Yay!
Yes.
Confident for this one. Yeah. I feel like my sucking abilities for a straw are quite on point.
Quite good.
Yeah, how do you know?
I have straw-based drinks quite often. Ribena used to be my beverage of choice.
Your jam.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, the world record is 24 seconds. So, do you think, Alex, that you can beat that? We're going to have the music on.
I'm really going to go for it because the chili challenge did not work at all.
It didn't go great, no.
I humiliated myself there quite bad. So this one is,
Get the clock up. Right.
I've also got a double straw for when it gets to the dregs and a single straw that I'm using at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of planning going into this.
Yeah,
so
I
reckon you can do it.
Yeah. Okay, right. 3, 2, 1, go. It's being recorded and put on the Plane Sailing Facebook page if anyone wants to check it out afterwards. To see his suffering in action.
When you think about this, this is probably not the best thing to listen to.
You can't even hear any sucking.
We try and suck louder.
I didn't think I'd say that on radio.
I'm getting really full. Come on, you can do it. We believe in you.
Mm. Come on. Mm.
Is that? Do we normally make noises like that when we suck straws?
Well, Alex does. We don't know about that.
Oh, I'm so full.
Right, keep going.
How long has it been?
I won't tell you.
He's already failed, isn't he?
Shush.
Mm. What was the record again? How many seconds?
How long has it been? Help me.
It has been 40 seconds. You may have failed.
But keep going. This could be an English record.
Record?
Record?
I've done quite a lot, to be fair.
Alright.
Right.
Boastful.
Can I have a break?
No. that's not the world record.
Oh, but I feel ill.
I'm sorry, no. You've officially failed at 57 seconds. Sorry, Alex.
That's a shame.
Well, we're continuing in our grand run of failure. We have failed this week's world record as well.
There is barely anything left. Can you feel that, Nat?
Yeah, actually, to be honest, there isn't really much left.
That's a good effort.
If you kept at it, you know, I would have said that was about 800
Maybe you should have used like four straws.
I think what we should have done is got a wider straw. Because we don't know the width of the straw used in the actual record.
But when does a straw become a pipe?
Never indeed. And with that question, it is time for us to finish.
Let that hang in the air.
Hang in the air. Monday Sport is next. We hope you've enjoyed Plain Sailing this week. Come and join us again next week, where we'll be doing a brand new country and a brand new place, possibly even a brand new continent. Ooh. Isn't that exciting? Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Cheers and, very much, everyone.
Yeah, bye.
Cheers.
Love you.
And stress. This is Leeds Student Radio.
South
students
in Leeds.
Delivering over 100 hours of broadcasting made by 300 students every week.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
And
it's all about you.
You.
Leeds is number one student radio station.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
Would you say we'd be venturing into a zone of danger?